What's good, everybody? Y'all just tuned in to another installment of the Grilled Cheese Podcast. And with me today is a very good comedic friend of mine, Mr. Drew Harrison. Go and introduce yourself right quick.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Doing all right. So how have you been handling this whole quarantine thing so far as a comedian, though?
Ooh, I'm going crazy, man. I want to get on stage so bad. These Zoom shows just aren't quite cutting it, you know?
Yeah, I was just wondering how that works, though. Like, I've seen a couple of them, but like, I'm just wondering, like, how... We just basically making each other laugh versus making a whole other audience. Like,
yeah, nah. It throws off your timing real bad.
Yeah, I can imagine. And if they do open clubs back up, it's probably still not going to be the same because it might not have a...
I was talking to a buddy of mine that got to go back to work. He was at a club in Texas this weekend, and he said it was great. He said it's definitely weird and different, but it was awesome to be back on stage.
Yeah, I kind of want to get back on stage myself, even though I ain't been in a minute before the pandemic. I kind of blame myself for that.
You know, break. Well, it looks like you've been doing a lot of acting and stuff, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, so, like, trying to, you know, expand myself a little bit, not just, you know, doing comedy, doing other things as well. And
gotcha.
Got a couple of stuff lined up, you know, still trying to get my personal page, you know, trying to get that a little bit more attention than what I should have given it when I first started it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm still trying to get on the whole Wild Out thing, and that's going to be part of it. I got to make a hard grind now, even though they're not doing nothing for the time being. Still, when the time comes back, I will be back on it.
You know, they pay attention to the followers and numbers and all that mess.
Yeah. But
what's
funny about that is, like, a couple of them say, like, they don't really focus on the following. It's just, like, if you can make, like, other people laugh, I guess. Well, like, they want you to kind of establish yourself. I'm like, you kind of, so you don't care about the following, but you do at the same time. It's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's just their way of saying they don't care, but they care.
Yeah, that is weird, though.
Yeah, well, I've had bookers tell me they went to Instagram pages and Facebook pages just to see what my numbers were and all that stuff.
Yeah, I haven't had my Instagram for a good few years, and I just now hit over 500. Just now.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm doing really well on TikTok right now.
Oh, man. You're doing the TikTok train?
I'm just chopping up, like, stand-up clips and putting captions on them and putting them on TikTok, and it's doing really well.
Yeah, that's smart. I can't do TikTok, though. I've seen too many of them. Even though I could make them my own way, it's just... I've seen too many.
Like, I'm not happy about it in the least bit. I promise.
One thing about TikTok is that everybody think it's new when it's already been established so many different times, just with a different name.
Because what was it, Vine?
Yeah, it was Vine, then Dub Smash, Musical.ly, and like basically TikTok is all that rolled into one. So like everybody think this is new, but we've all done this before. There's nothing changed with it. But, you know,
it's all about reinventing the same things, you know.
Yeah, but what's funny is like the other apps are still around too. Like,
yeah,
at this point, y'all like
Instagram had a resurgence because all this live stuff.
Yeah, I'm surprised Instagram is letting people go live for like a long time. Usually, it's only for like an hour.
Yeah,
usually, and then like the longest live I've seen on Instagram was the Ludacris vs Nelly thing. That's the longest live I've ever seen.
I didn't get to watch that. How was it?
It was good, but like it was kind of cringeful because like Nelly's connection was very trash. It had like the it's almost like he had dial up internet.
Got the delivery guy dropping by my dog's Lisa's mind. Hey, chill out, man. Hey, he gets so angry, man. He's like, this is my place. I don't care who comes by. Go, man. Yeah, he's wilding out right now.
But you do like a little something on the side yourself though with your own YouTube page, right?
Do what now? I'm sorry?
Don't you do a little something on the side yourself with your whole YouTube page? Are you still doing that?
Yeah, definitely. I'm doing, I do a drive-through review show, which I have a friend of mine. I've been doing them in the quarantine. It's been really nice because I've been able to do them with my wife.
Nice.
So it's me and her and then a guest that we have, like, Zoom in and stuff. So we definitely have to switch up, like, how we do the things and, like, our way of recording. But it's actually opened up and to where we can have guests that we would normally get to have on. So it's been nice.
Yeah, you know, that's why I'm kind of doing the podcast a little different, too. Not just, like, cutting the time short on them now because, like, as people tell me, not many people listen to longer podcasts versus shorter ones. And So trying to cut the time down on that. And plus, it gives me a chance to, you know, interact on the podcast page a little bit more and go live on it. Even though, for some reason, like, with this account, I can't save my video and post it on there, which is very odd. But I can do it on my personal page. I can do it on my personal page.
That's definitely something that I've come across. Trying to establish myself and get that social media following. You have limitations on all platforms, you know what I mean? Like you said, like Instagram has its limitations with what you can do, and TikTok has its, like, you can only post up to a minute. Like, Instagram at least lets you go to, like, their Instagram TV if it's past a minute.
Right. I didn't know TikTok had that limit.
Yeah, like, I've had clips that are, like, 1:05, and they're like, you gotta cut 5 seconds off. I'm like, oh, come on.
Wow, a 5 second difference. That shouldn't even matter. Most of these TikToks, it feels like it's longer than a minute, though. But
yeah.
That's really interesting, though. But then again, I don't get on TikTok to know that. So.
Yeah. Man, it consumes you. Don't do it.
But man, it's crazy how everybody is. Well, I know everybody has a lot of time.
You never know what's going to take off, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
Like, I've been doing that drive-thru reviews. We just released episode 40, and I'm still hoping it gets a following at some point.
I think that's good. What made you want to start doing that, though?
I mean, it's one of those things that, like, I try. Like, you always want to be putting out content, you know? So I was like, I got to put out something. I don't really necessarily want to do a podcast because then I didn't want to have to get the equipment and things like that. Which is funny because I ended up getting a lot of equipment for this anyway. But I was like, you know what? Just keep it simple, man. You eat, like, fast food's always, like, it was perfect timing because we started up when that chicken sandwich war was starting to heat up.
Man, I still haven't tried it.
Everyone was talking about fast food, so I was like, wow, let's give it a shot.
How was the sandwich, though, yo? Because I still haven't tried it yet. Oh. How was it? Did it live up to the hype?
It's life changing.
Man, I'm still mad. I have not tried it yet. I've had opportunities, but just did not try it. Then again, the closest Popeyes over here is in Raleigh. Not making one chip for that. So, but.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was the big thing is, like, being in Wilmington when everyone was talking about Popeyes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, when we finally moved to Nashville, we were able to actually get Popeyes, and it definitely lives up to the hype. Like, that's one of my favorite episodes we've done so far.
Well, how is the Nashville life over there?
It was good, man. It was good. I was getting out, meeting a lot of people, making some good connections before all this nonsense happened. Yeah, things have been good so far. I'm ready to hit the ground running when everything opens back up.
I hear that. Have they reopened anything in Nashville yet?
Nah. They're taking it a little bit slower than the rest of Tennessee just because of the population.
Mm-hmm.
But they've started to, like, TJ Maxx and stuff like that's opening back up. So
okay.
I think the comedy club's opening on the weekends with, like, limited seating. So I don't know what their next steps are.
That kind of makes sense. It does, but then it feels like you're not talking to a lot of people when you go on stage. But then again, there's been some moments, you know, where it's not that big of an audience anyway, you know.
Right.
But hey. As long as they're still making business and the comedians are still doing what they're doing. So as long as that matters.
That's what I'm saying. Have you heard anything from Dead Crow? Do they have any idea if they're going to start trying to do stuff?
I haven't yet. I got to check back on their page and see. I haven't heard anything different. But hopefully they start opening back up. Weren't they supposed to move at one point too?
Yeah. Is it still in the same spot? I haven't checked in a while.
I think it is. Even if they did move, yeah, they would have like made that announcement.
Yeah, I think that new spot needed a lot more TLC than they first initially thought.
Well, if it gets, let's see if that spot will get done by this year, if it can. Because, like, a lot of people, and this whole pandemic itself is just stupid on how they're doing things. And then when they're opening this stuff back up, they're still not being smart about it.
Nah, I was an essential employee this entire time, so it's been maddening. Wow. How they've handled stuff. Whew. Like, you would think people would be a little bit nicer, a little bit more respectful. And that's, yeah,
it. You would think.
Opposite. People have been crazy.
Just like you would think people would be a little bit more cleaner, but no.
Nope.
People still not washing their hands.
People are in it for themselves. I've definitely learned that more and more through this.
Yeah, and like nowadays, you don't really need a gun to rob somebody no more. You can just threaten to cough on them. So it's like... I mean, this is. I wonder how a fight would jump off in a pandemic, though. Yeah, yo, if you would give me that last roll of toilet paper, I will cough on you. Like, it's come down to this?
Right. Well, you heard about the guy that shot the Waffle House cook because they told him to wear a mask or get out.
I'm not surprised it happened at a Waffle House, but the type of situation that happened.
Waffle House had to realize they had a reputation to uphold. They're like, we're Waffle House. We got to do something crazy.
Yeah, it's like, why is Waffle House the? Is it like Waffle House like the jump off place? Like, why though? Like, why out of all places a Waffle House? Out of all places. Then again, you know,
you gotta live up to the hype.
Yeah.
You go to Waffle House for the experience, you know. You want something crazy to happen.
And then you just so happen to have food in front of you for the entertainment. So.
Yeah.
Just so happens. But if there ever is a cure for this thing, or if it will be over, do you think things will go back to how it was?
I think it's got to be some kind of difference, you know? Some things have to be different, you know? Like, I don't think restaurants are going to be, like, elbow to elbow for a long time.
Yeah, because, like, I heard... Golden Corral now is supposed to be doing like drive-throughs and stuff.
Yeah, well, the Golden Corral in my hometown had to close up. They didn't even survive it.
Damn. Yeah. It's crazy though how a lot of stores are closing.
On Facebook, where they were selling all their equipment and stuff.
Damn. It's really crazy though how a lot of stores are closing down. Like, you got JCPenney closing. You got
Pier 1.
Yep, Pier 1. I didn't, you know what? I forgot what that store even sells because I've never been inside it yet.
I think it's house, like household goods, like furniture and stuff.
Damn. Well, then again.
I know my mom would go a lot when I was a kid.
Like, then again, people do just get their furniture online or off Facebook. So, then again, now
yeah,
that's not
the. I think this is a lot more people are going to work from home after this. I think a lot more stuff's going to be internet based.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think a lot of those stores are going to survive. And I think if they do, it's because they have a strong internet sales. You know?
Yeah, I'm surprised all these malls are surviving, really. Out of all.
Like my company, I work for a vet clinic, and they were talking about this before, but I think it's going to push the plans up even more. Is doing like mobile vets. Like we come to you.
That actually.
I think a lot more stuff's going to be like offered like at home and not leave the confines of my house.
That actually is not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. Because then, you know, like some people that might not have a way to get to a vet, and then I think that should have been established before the pandemic. It's still.
I'm glad it wasn't, because then I'd have to go to people's houses.
Oh, yeah, and that's that. Because like, even like the place I work for, like I work for an escape room, and you know, at one point he was talking about how he would like to make, you know, escape room, like, for people at home. Like, we actually go there and set it up for them. I'm like,
yeah,
that's not a...
I think it's going to be more stuff like that, for sure.
Yeah, like, that's not a bad idea. But then again, do you really want to go into everyone's house? Like,
right, because then you got to worry about liabilities and all that mess.
Exactly. You know,
break something in their house.
Well, in some people's houses might not be clean, like mine, for instance. So,
yeah, who knows what you're, you know, exposing yourself to in people's houses nowadays.
Exactly, and people are like kind of being distant with black people in their houses and not at the same time. Cause like at one point, like they'll let you, like you couldn't come in, but if you got a mask and some gloves, just keep your distance, you'd be all right. Like that's still not really being safe. Because
that's how my job's been. You can't come inside, and if you have to for some weird reason, you got to wear a mask and gloves all day.
Yeah, but I don't mind wearing the mask, but I can't wear it too long because I can't breathe in the shit. And like, most of the time,
I work with a headache more times than not. It's crazy.
Exactly, and plus, like, I have glasses, so my shit's fogged up instantly.
Oh yeah, dude, that's gotta be hell.
It is. That's
so. People I work with all the time, just like taking their glasses off, and, like messing.
That's just gotta be really annoying. And then like. One common issue people keep forgetting is that you gotta brush your teeth before you put your mask on, and you might not can breathe under that mask because they own damn breath. So
yeah, it definitely keeps you in check for that.
Mm-hmm. That's why you can't even go to people with, like, you smell something, like, damn, was that you? Nah, that's all you. That's all you.
That's all you.
Because hell, I had like, I'm gonna be guilty of it. I had a couple moments where I done went out and I smelled something, like, damn, what was that? Shit, that's only me. I can't blame no one else but myself.
Gotta find some gum quick.
Oh, yeah. And gum and hand sanitizer if you can. Because I'm tired of going to stores and not one single thing of hand sanitizer. Not even a little tiny bottles of it. That's what's pissing me off the most. I'm like, come on.
Is toilet paper still hard to find there? Or you got toilet paper again?
Some stores, like, they restock on it quickly. But, like, other times, it's kind of hard to find. I saw one person sell toilet paper online for like $200, but I understand you got to get your money. But
I'll give it to them, like, hey, make your own luck, you know?
I wonder who actually bought it, though. That's my biggest question. Like, who actually bought this? And like, I'd be mad if I paid $200 for one ply of toilet paper. I'd be so mad, though, you know?
Yeah, like, you can't even, like, I'm going to need a full description of the toilet paper I'm buying.
Exactly. Like, hold on. How many rolls is it? I ain't paying $200 for only a 4-pack.
Right. This better be the double rolls, too.
At least let it be a Sam's Club pack. At least that much of it.
Luckily, we went to Costco right before all this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we got set. We were good.
Man, I actually went to Sam's, like, a couple days ago and saw a line outside. Like, yo, it's really come to this? Like, Sam's has this, but Walmart don't? It's the same people? Yeah.
It's crazy, man. Plus, people are dying to get out of their house, too. Like, they're finding any excuse they can to leave their house right now.
Yeah, and the beach is one of them. The beach is one excuse.
Yeah. I'm sure Wrightsville's making a shit ton of money off of parking right now.
I bet they are. And I still can't stand Wrightsville Beach to this day. I can't stand it. Because, like,
I lived there for 8 years and went once. That's because I had a ride out there, too.
Because, shit, back in my Uber days, I hated doing rides in Wrightsville. I swear I did. Because, like, the cops are assholes and the people kind of are, too, when they get drunk. And then.
And that's a long ride to make conversation, too.
Exactly.
Downtown.
There was, like, this one ride where I think it was only a 5-minute trip, just straight down. It felt long as hell because the wife was drunk. I'm like, oh, shit. And then, it didn't make sense. He put her up front with me. Like, why y'all gotta put the drunkest people up front with me?
He was tired of dealing with her. He was done.
And then, like, she was just cussing him out the whole time. I'm trying not to laugh. Because, like, I want to laugh so bad. Because, like, she's just talking to him the whole time while she's drunk. And get this. Before she got in the car, somehow she managed to fall and hit my damn car. All I heard was a dunk. I'm like, what the hell is that? And it was just her. I'm like, how the hell did you? You know, I'm not even going to ask. And then when I got to, like, about 2 minutes away from that house, she told this man, fuck you and the horse you rode in on. I'm like, yo, I about lost it right there.
Some old school cut downs right there.
That's like, I about lost it. Like, if I laugh or crack she gonna throw that drunk energy towards me. Then both her asses had to get out of the car. I'm gonna have to hold it until they get out. There were like so many passengers, so many passengers. I had to hold my laugh in with. Like, I gotta hold this in until they get out of the car. Cause I swear, if I laugh right now, I'm gonna have to throw both of them out. And then I heard like with Uber, they're supposed to do some things different. Like, people gotta go through a whole checklist now before they get in the car. I'm like, I'm pretty sure everybody's gonna lie on that checklist before they get in here anyway. Cause they're that desperate for a ride.
Yeah, if all you gotta do is push buttons on your phone, people are gonna lie.
Exactly. And then, like, I asked for like the driver, they're supposed to have like a some type of shield, I guess, from between the driver and the passenger, and all passengers got to ride in the back seat. Like, I don't mind that, because I got tired of some passengers sitting up front with me, and it'd be the ones that's drunk the most. And or it'd be the ones that don't have a conversation to start, and I'm not going to start it with them. So, it's like, I don't know if this would be worth it to get back into now, especially even at night. I'm pretty sure not many clubs going to be open or party. Well, there's going to be plenty of parties, I feel like, but not many clubs are going to be open.
Right.
And once I get my damn car, I might do it again. And that's if, you know.
Yeah, it's not worth it for a long time. That's for sure.
Nah, but I definitely do, like, this one thing called Shipt. You just get people's groceries for them. I don't mind doing that, you know, as long as I still ain't got to go in your house. I can hand that shit to you at the door and be out.
And so, but here you go.
Yeah, exactly. Just do that. Tip me through the app. Peace.
And yeah, we did that that no contact delivery with Papa John's.
How did that work? I'm very curious on how that works.
They set it down right in front of you on top of their like pizza box.
Mm-hmm.
And then they like walk away from you. But like the way my apartment was set up, I couldn't see the girl around the corner.
Oh, damn.
So I'm just like, okay. And then all of a sudden I just hear, hey. And just see a little tiny little delivery girl like, hey.
Yo. I've never did a contactless delivery. I've never done it yet. Because I've always wondered how that works. Like, how is this going to work? And how y'all going to get paid? Like,
what? Yeah, they basically, you got to pay with a card.
Mm-hmm.
And then they leave you your receipt and the pizza. And then you just pick it up. And then they come up and pick up their display. That's all. So you think just someone just throws your pizza at the front door and just walks away? They're like, all right.
I won't be surprised if drones started delivering food now either. I would not be surprised if it came to that. Uber Eats drones.
I'm sure they're out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm sure California has them somewhere.
Yeah. I had some people ask me would I do Uber Eats again. The answer is hell no. It's really not worth it because you can pay very less for delivery. And like, I'll never forget this. It was this one person I had to deliver to, and they wanted some food from the mall, and they were at a hotel that was like a good 15 minutes away. So I bring the food to the hotel thinking she would come get it down there. No, I had to take it to the room. I'm like, are y'all serious? You really can't come down here and get this? So I got to be room service and actually take it up to you. And so get there. She takes the food. I don't get tipped. Not in cash, nor through the app. I'm like, really? I went through all this and only made $3?
Yeah.
It's not worth it. I don't know about Grubhub and everything else. I don't know what theirs is like. But Uber Eats, my suggestion, I wouldn't mind ordering it, but working for it, no. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because with Uber Eats, you're getting paid a Lyft ride, basically. Because, like...
Well, I mean, most of those places are designed to have workers for like 3 months to where they finally get burnt out on it and just stop, and then they just get a new group of people.
Yeah.
Mm. They're not designed to keep their workers happy, you know?
Mm-mm. Is any job you have to keep their workers happy?
Right? Nah, I don't think
so. Is any job.
I was trying to think, like, what my job now could do to make me happy, and I was like, that's too long of a list.
But man, I even see, like, I know I've heard that schools are supposed to be open back up in the fall, some of them, I don't know about all of them, but I heard some are supposed to be opening back up in the fall, and I was just scrolling past a list of some of the new stuff they would have to do now. I'm like, y'all, I think the teachers are going to need a bigger vacation than this, because y'all asking for too much here. Like, some schools talking about...
Everyone's asking too much of their people right now. Like, I can't imagine how... My mom's a nurse, and she's stressed out all the time. So, like, I can't...
I bet.
Like, we're going to have to get a lot of these people relief or a vacation or something.
Yeah, at least a free, all-expense-paid vacation or something.
Yeah.
I mean...
More incentive, more hazard pay, something. Because these people are going to be... I just work around pets, and I'm ready to go crazy. You know, I can't imagine the people that are on the front lines dealing with it.
Yep. Shout out to all the, you know, essential workers and the nurses out there. Very thankful for y'all, because I'm pretty sure if we didn't have y'all, I'm pretty sure the purge would happen right now. Pretty sure it would.
We'd all be done. Yeah.
Pretty
like,
sure.
Whether we were killing each other or dying of corona, we'd all be done.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure. But big shout out to all y'all essential workers. Y'all are very much needed, and we are very thankful for all y'all. No matter what your job is as an essential worker, we are thankful to have you, because we need something out here. Just something.
Yeah, keep people, the grocery store workers keeping us fed.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fast food workers. Even though this whole time during the pandemic, I haven't experienced a typical McDonald's problem until today. When the slushing machine didn't work, or the ice cream machine, I'm like, y'all had to do this now at all things.
It's a special treat when the ice cream machine actually works.
It is. And then, like, okay, I tried to get me, like, a bacon McDouble today. They told me they can't put bacon on it no more. I'm like, then what was the purpose of having
that they could add bacon to whatever now.
Exactly. They said they only going to do it at breakfast time. I'm like, then why the fuck y'all still... All right.
Y'all took away breakfast all day, too.
No. Not the breakfast all day. Damn.
I think they went back on it because it's too much.
I mean, you can't blame for some people who want a McGriddle around 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You can't really blame them for that.
Right. You know, like, I can eat a McGriddle all day.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that.
That's my favorite thing McDonald's makes.
Mm-hmm. And, like, there's a whole bunch of other restaurants, like fast food restaurants that shut down in certain areas. Like, I know over here, there's, like, a Burger King in Wallace that shut down because some of the employees there got the COVID. I'm like, oh, that's just what y'all needed over there in a town like Wallace.
Right.
That's just what y'all needed. And then somebody...
Yeah, people are freaking out. They're having to cook at home for the first time in a hot minute, you know?
Exactly. I'm like, wow, y'all doing something y'all ain't done in a long time. I bet that stove hadn't been used since you bought the damn house. All right.
Break out those recipe books.
Exactly. Exactly. Because, shit, I ain't going to lie. I've cooked in here a couple times myself. Had no choice. But, hey. And, oh, man. Then I heard there's like another store in Wallace that I heard the Walmart in Wallace really had some people in there that got the COVID. I'm like, y'all really
I
not.
How these places were able to stay open and not have their whole staff catch it.
Exactly. Oh, but yeah, how y'all have the whole staff there and no one get tested first?
Right? Like our Home Depot across from where I work was stayed packed. Like they were full every day.
Hmm.
No, they just didn't infect everybody.
Very good question. It's like everybody that goes to the beach or be going to parties with very tight spaces, I don't see how they don't get anything. Because
everyone's acting like it's over. It's not over.
I'm like, no. And like, especially that one story where they had like a group of people, I think it was like in Chicago or whatever, they had like a house party. And I had like 1,000-something people in there. Like, you know what? I hope there's one person at that party without no mask on. I hope there is. He can just cough on everybody.
Right.
I hope he can just cough on all y'all in there. Just so y'all can go home. Like, that was a very big... Don't get me wrong. I understand how you want to just get out the house after being ordered to stay in it. I completely understand. But be smart about your location, at least.
Yeah.
Don't just take that big of a risk. Just because you're that desperate to go outside.
Right. I've got to see people. I don't care if it kills me.
Exactly. Like, you can still see people just do a drive-by, literally. Hey, what's good? with the window down.
Like, it's been nice. Like, I've Zoomed and, like, FaceTime people I haven't talked to in a long time. Like, we don't have to be around each other to talk and hang out.
Yeah. There's multiple. They've given us multiple ways. We don't got to really leave the house to see people. So,
right.
At least embrace that much. I mean, I get nothing beats, like, the actual face-to-face interaction. I get that. But at this time, you got to be careful. Got to be careful.
Yep. People are still dying.
Exactly. And, you know, it's a damn shame about it. We lost a lot of people in the year. It ain't even reached the halfway mark yet. The year ain't even reached the halfway mark yet.
It feels like 2020 just started, too, and we're happily with it. It's great.
Mm-hmm. And, like, everybody can say, damn, can 2020 be over already? Or, like, can we at least go back to 2019? I'm like, 2019 right. wasn't much better. 2019 really wasn't much better.
Everyone thought 2018 was terrible until 2019 came around. Mm-hmm. And everyone hated 2019.
You know,
and now we got 2020 and we're like, damn.
And say, I was like, I'm going to need 2021 to get here faster. Like, well, we don't know what 2021 will bring either.
Right. Like, is it going to be even worse? Like, I don't know how it can top this, but I'm sure it can try.
Oh, yeah. It's going to find a way. It's going to find a way. But hey, appreciate you for coming through on the podcast right quick. And you
Thanks
know, tell them if you like to, you can tell them where they can follow you at or catch any of your work.
Yeah, check out DrewHarrisonComedy.com. It's got all my stuff on there. I shot some spoof ESPN commercials, so they're on there. All the episodes of Drive Thru Reviews is on there. A bunch of clips of my stand up, my newest stand up. The last one that I got to film before all this happened is out and on there for free. So, yeah, just check it out. And it's got links to Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. You can follow me on there.
All right. Y'all heard him yourself. And y'all can also follow me on my personal page as well, at Another Black Comedian. And also feel free to follow the podcast page, at The Grilled Cheese Podcast. And as always, we glad y'all enjoyed y'all serving of the Grilled Cheese Podcast.